Now we're in the Thomas Cole Gallery. And in the Declaration of Independence, nature was mentioned many times. Natural rights. So our painters equated with nature, and they called it the Hudson River School. Here we got James Fenimore Cooper type painting, whose books were published more in Europe than here. They felt that jaded Europeans painted man-made landscapes. The Roman aqueduct would clip trees. We painted nature as God made it. And they were very religious people. Everything was godly in those days. And right to the left of this painting, you can see it. See the halo around the mountain? That's the return of the hunter. And see, he uses the same technique of diagonals off to the right and the left. As he does a little bit further to the left is a bigger picture here. And you see that the tree is on a pedestal. Thomas Cole worshiped trees. To him, they equated with humans. Some were strong like the mighty oak, and some bent with the wind. In those days, nature was everything. The Swedenborgian religion, they were more concerned with nature and the preservation of our country than we are today. And even to the left, you got this Indian. See how he's right next to that dead tree? And he's dying along with the tree. And our ancestors thought of the Indian and the wilderness in one view. To them, they went together, and they were both disappearing.